The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey everyone, and welcome to this episode of Happy Hour. I'm so excited to be recording for you guys this week. I feel like that's how every episode starts off. I'm like, I'm so excited, but I really am. Like, this podcast just started off as such a passion project, I guess you could call it, for me. And so every week I get to record a podcast. Like, it's just so fun. And I don't know, I just have like the best time. I feel like I'm hanging out with you guys when I record. I feel like we're just friends chilling over here. So this is so fun. And it's funny because if you guys notice, I really don't edit my podcast that much at all. Like, if there's a time when I'm really having just, I don't know how to call it, like a brain fart, when I just am like, what was I saying? Where was I going? When I get really lost, I'll kind of like take a second, regroup. But what I'm saying is that they're pretty much like unfiltered, raw, unedited. Yeah, but I find myself having such an issue with like the intro sometimes. I'm like, hey everyone, and welcome back to this episode. I'm like, welcome back. Welcome to this week's. Welcome to this. Welcome to the new the new episode. Like, I get all tripped up on my words. But anyways, I literally am so excited to actually be recording this week. Like, I really am that excited because can I be selfish for a moment? Like, I think this episode is really just gonna kind of be about me and just my transition period of my life right now, moving on into the next chapter about moving to a new city is really what I'm talking about. And I just thought this would be a really good opportunity to catch up with you guys and just talk about this for an hour uninterrupted. We don't have any ads this week, just an hour, you and me, baby. So I just thought it would be, again, just such a good time to talk about it. And if any of you have like missed a couple episodes or haven't heard, like, I feel like throughout the past couple months I've kind of mentioned it here and there, but I wanted like a dedicated episode to it so you're not lost and confused, and I can just talk about my plan, just kind of my thoughts and feelings. And I feel like this is kind of selfish to just make an episode all about me and my life, but I guess you guys follow and listen along and watch because you're interested in my life. So really, I just thought that this could be helpful for you guys because I know obviously there are changes in your life as well in times of transition and moves. So I thought if you are about to have a move or going through a move or just moved or whatever, we all experience similar like struggles around that and just the newness of everything and finding the new routine and everything. So I thought it really could be helpful for me to talk about, and maybe you could find some value out of it. Maybe I have some helpful tips along the way. Who knows? Also, I'm just distracted right now. I just feel like we'll talk about it, but I feel like right as you are busy in life, or like, okay, this week, right? I feel like I'm so busy. I'm just preparing in every little way for my move. I feel like there's a million things you have to do when you move. Like, I can't even get into it. Like, the electric, the internet, the car, the registration, the insurance, the list goes on and on. Like, the change of address, the forwarding address. Like, there's just like a million things. I feel like my head's spinning. But it's so funny how the world has a way of just like, what's that phrase? When it rains, it pours kind of thing. Like, everything starts, shit starts hitting the fan all at once. And yeah, I feel like just so much has been going on. So I'll tell you guys about it. But basically, before I get into talking about like my day, oh, this is going to be all over the place. I was thinking about one thing and thinking about the next, and now I'm just trying to make it more organized. But you know what? I'm just going to be unapologetically myself, and you're just going to hear the information in the order of how it comes out today, because I feel like I'm just so hyper. I have like a lot of energy going on. I feel like I've done a bunch today. I have my coffee sitting next to me. What I was about to say, and then I didn't get to it, I got lost along the way, was I found a new cord to connect my microphone to my computer. If you guys have listened to all of these, maybe you've heard my struggles in the past, but I kept getting cords that would break and I was like, what is going on? And then I got one from Amazon that was really strong and not breaking, and it was great. And then last time I was home when I visited my mom, if you guys saw that vlog, I surprised her. It was really great and all. I found the cord for my mic. I found like two of them in my nightstand of like my childhood bedroom. I'm like, where did these come from? What did I use these for? Why are they here? But I know they're the cords to fit my mic. Like, I can tell they are. So I was like, I'm going to try one out today. And it works. And I'm shocked. And yeah, I hope it like makes the audio as good. Can it affect the audio? I don't know. I'm just happy I found a new backup cord, because whenever a cord would break, I would have like a mini panic attack and be like, oh my gosh, am I going to be able to like get an episode up this week? So anyway, I'm just happy about my small win over here, my new cord. That being said, okay, let's talk about moving. Let's get into that. And then once I give you the little basis of that, we can talk about my day and everything that's been going on. You know, it's like, also, I'm just feeling like grateful in this moment. I didn't even, let's just do that. You guys know, I'm all over the place today. You guys know, let's just do it right now. I always, in each episode, talk about what I'm happy about right now, like a happy quote or something. So what I'm happy about right now, that I just thought of, and I didn't even write this down. I guess I forgot. I am like so scatterbrained. Woo, the ADHD is really showing. Okay, so what I'm happy about right now is you guys. Like, I'm so happy that I have you guys to listen to me and just that we have our little community and network that we have, because what I was just thinking of was during all this time of quarantine, and I know like the world is starting to slowly open back up, and I still feel like I don't really know if it's safe to see my friends yet. Like, I really haven't. It's funny, I was vlogging this morning and Max and I ran into Arlen. Like, we literally just ran into each other on the street, and I'm like, this is so funny because you live across the street from me, but like, I haven't tried to make any plans to see you because I don't know if we really should and like want to be safe and everything. So anyway, what I'm trying to say is I feel like I haven't seen friends in so long. I mean, obviously Max is like one of my best friends. That's so cheesy, and I am with him 24/7 now. So I'm okay, but I just miss like my friend. Oh my gosh, I'm so distracted. I'm looking out my window right now and there's the cutest golden retriever running by. If Max was here, he's not here now, he's golfing, but if Max was here, I'd be like, babe, babe, babe. We always freak out and we're like, look at that fluffer. Oh my gosh, he's so fluffy. Okay, focus, Gretchen, stop looking out the window. So yeah, I'm happy that I just have you guys to talk to, and I feel like I'm just like catching up with a friend right now, even though I'm the only one that's talking. Usually that's how it goes anyway. No, I'm kidding, but I'm just such a chatter. So basically what I'm saying is I feel like this episode in specific is like I'm chatting with my friend, and I'm just happy that you're there for me and that I can talk to you like I would talk to a friend right now, because I don't get to see my friends. Although I obviously FaceTime like all my friends and call them and everything like that. But I guess that's what I'm happy about right now. And you know what quote I'm going to think of? I'm going to like butcher it. I don't even know if it's a quote. I'm just going to like, it's like an idea. Not to get deep, but it came from my dad. You guys know my dad passed away last year. So anything about him is just like super emotional and sensitive to me. But I'm someone that has struggled with change and like periods of change and times of transition in my life for my whole life. Like, growing up, anything that would change would really stress me out and I would cry and it wouldn't go well. And yeah, my dad, by the time I'm like, you know, in middle school, high school, he's like, Christian, you know yourself, you know, you like struggle with change. And this is why I don't know the quote, because we would just always talk about change as a whole and like dealing with it and coping with it kind of thing. But I feel like what he would say to me is change is like certain in life. Like, there's always going to be change, times of change, and all you really can control is you and how you react in yourself. So like, take a deep breath. It's going to be okay. And honestly, like the littlest things I can think of growing up, like going into a new grade, like second grade to third grade to fourth grade, it was a huge transition, like new teacher, new classmates. And when you're little, that's like your whole world, you know? And I just remember being so upset and feeling like the rug was ripped out from underneath of me. And my dad would be like, oh, I just remember him saying like, Gretchen, the third grade from second grade, like, it's no joke anymore. He'd be like, Gretchen, the fourth grade is no joke. We always be like, no more joking around. Like, it's getting serious. But what I'm trying to say is that if you're feeling stressed or overwhelmed or anxious or whatever, times have changed in your life. And for me now, it's easy to be like, Gretchen, it's okay, because it's such like a positive, happy thing. Like, I'm so excited for my move in my next chapter. But sometimes you really are nervous and you are really uncertain and you don't know what it's going to be like. Like, I was so scared going into college. I'm like, I literally, like, I haven't been to college before. I have no idea what to expect. Like, it can be really scary if something's new and you don't know if it's going to be positive or negative or for you or whatever. But I think that's a good lesson to take away. Know that in changing situations, like, especially look at the world right now, in such a scary, ever-changing, crazy world that we're living in, know that ultimately you only have control over yourself. And I don't like to say that because obviously, like, I want you to speak out for important things. We all know my episode last week. Use your voice. Like, you can make a change and make a positive change in so many ways. You know what I'm saying? But ultimately, at the end of the day, like, you can't change maybe your living situation or your job right now or where you go to school or your coworkers or your boss or, you know, like, issues that you're dealing with. And so it's like, know that you can change, like, how you react and things like that. Do you guys know what I'm getting at? I feel like sometimes it's so clear in my mind what I'm thinking of, but how it's coming out, I'm like not conveying what I'm trying to say. But I think you get the gist of what I'm saying. So you guys know I always like to say that in the beginning of my podcast, something I'm happy about and like a little happy quote or idea. So maybe that can provide you some comfort this week. I also, by the way, I know this is going up this Friday, the 19th, because today is Tuesday, June 16th, as I'm recording this. And I feel like I've said in the past, I always like recording these podcast episodes the day before on Thursday, just so it's so like fresh and current. And I'm like, oh, you guys, it's like Thursday night. We're like, wind it down with a glass of wine. Let's chat. But I knew this week, just packing up my apartment in Boston, this is the last week I'm here. I'm moving out Sunday. Didn't I say I was going to talk about that? But now I'm talking about this. We'll get into it. We have an hour. but yeah, I move out Sunday. And so since I know I'm just going to be so busy this week packing up, I was like, there's no way I'm going to have time on Thursday to record. I need to just do this ahead of time before I really get into the depths of packing and organizing. And you know how difficult and how long it, but why am I struggling to tell you how long it takes, how much work it is? Wow. Just like being myself recording in this moment, I can hear how disjointed I may sound as it's coming out. So I apologize. Thank you for bearing with me. I don't mean to be like a mess. Sometimes that's just like how it is. Maybe it's too much. I'm drinking too much coffee. The coffee next to me. Anyway, as I take a sip. So let's talk about my moving plans. If you're like, gosh, we don't even know what's going on. We haven't even seen any of your stuff in the last couple of months. Like, tell us where you're moving, why, what's going on. Okay, so I've lived in Boston for 5 years now. I moved here when I was 18 for college. It's so funny to say that, like, that I've lived here for 5 years, because, you know, when you're in college, I don't know, at least for the first year or two for me, I felt like I'm from Albany, New York. I felt like I still lived in Albany, New York. I was just visiting at college. That's really how the first, like, year or two felt for me. I was just like, oh, I don't, like, live in Boston. I just, like, go to school here and, like, visit. And then I go back home for breaks. And, like, I'm back home for the summer or whatever. But slowly but surely it transitioned and it felt like, oh, now I go back home to visit my parents at, like, my parents' home where I'm from. But, like, I live in Boston, you know? Isn't that weird? I just remember at first being like, oh, I don't live here. Like, I'm just visiting. Like, I miss my home. I like home way better, you know? But then it was like, Boston's my home. Like, slowly but surely I made the transition in my mind physically. I'm here and I just love it here so much. It really feels like home, honestly, more than Albany now. I guess Albany, New York is like my childhood home and where I grew up. But like Boston, I feel like it's just a city that's always really going to feel like home. I feel like it's just where I've grown so much in the past 5 years. Like, think about when you're 18 versus now I'm 23. Like, so much. Like, pretty much everything in my life has changed. You know what? Except for you guys. I've always done YouTube and Instagram. That's one constant that's been amazing for me. So just to name a couple things, obviously went to Boston University. That was the majority of why I moved here. That was the reason why I moved here. And that's like what I was doing for the 4 years that I was here, you know, in school. And obviously that changed my life, gave me such an amazing education and degree. And just to name a couple big things that I thought out and that I wrote down that happened in my 5 years here. It's really funny I phrase it this way. Let me rephrase it how I say it now. I wrote down quitting rowing, which we all know. I quit rowing. I talk about it a bunch. But let's rephrase it now. I did row Division I for the Women's Layaway Rowing Program at BU for a year. I did it for a whole year. It's funny because I've like kind of shit talked them so much. But at the end of the day, it was like such a good experience for me to have. And I met a lot of friends. And there were good moments, obviously, but then I told you guys about the bad moments and why I ultimately didn't think it was for me. But that was like a big change that I went through. Literally beginning of my sophomore year, I've talked about this in videos, but I just feel like I put myself first and decided to be like, okay, Gretchen, college is a time that if you have the opportunities, like I obviously realized how blessed I am, but in my mind I was like, I get to be selfish and put myself first and my happiness first and what I'm interested in, what I want to do, and like what other time in life do I get to do that? I'm like 18, 19 years old, like I'm going to choose me. So I did, and I quit rowing and I became a lot happier. I changed my major and I became a lot happier, and I broke up with my ex-boyfriend and I became a lot happier. So it was like everything that was kind of standing in my way, making me unhappy in life, I realized, I understood. And then I acted on it and I like moved on, you know? So those were all really good things for me. Then I joined a sorority, made lifelong friends. My best friends I met here, and I wouldn't have met if I wasn't in Boston. I met my boyfriend, which you all know, Max. I talk about him nonstop. I'm obsessed. I'm sure we're not shocked. And I just think we're soulmates and gonna be together forever. So that's obviously a big thing. Just I think of the opportunities that I've had from YouTube living in Boston. Like my YouTube channel really took off and my social media coming to Boston and going to college. So it's like I'm so, so grateful for that. On the flip side, some hard things that I went through here. I didn't even write this down, but I guess in chronological order, you guys know. Spring of my senior year, I tore my ACL skiing, and that was just like physically one of the hardest things I had to go through. And then my dad passed away suddenly, and grieving the loss of my dad is obviously the hardest thing I have ever had to go through, and I'm sure will ever have to go through, and it still currently is. But it's like Boston was here for me through all that. Wow, I'm gonna like cry over here. Woo, what is going on today? So I don't know, I guess just thinking in that way, it's like the city has given me so much. And that sounds so weird to be like, Boston was here for me when I was like grieving the loss of my dad, but not like, you know, the Prudential Center that I'm looking at right now. Like the Prudential Center wasn't hugging me when I was crying. Oh my gosh, I'm going crazy. But it's like, obviously, you know what I mean? The friends that I've met in Boston and my like community and network here. Then I graduated from BU. A lot of you thought that I went in. Everyone's like, she doesn't even go to class. There's no way she's graduating. I did. I think I captioned my graduation photo. I was like, contrary to popular belief. And everyone thought that was funny. So I did graduate from Boston University from the business school. That was obviously amazing. Like such a crazy experience. But very, very bittersweet since it was less than 2 months after my dad passed away. And it's like, our whole lives, we looked forward to our college graduation day with both of our parents there. So that being such like a fresh wound, I just remember being so tough. And like, I'll never forget sitting in the, what are those called? All the foldy-up chairs, like on the, where was mine? My business school graduation was in our, like, Gannis Arena. And so we were like all on the floor, like on the concrete floor in our chairs. And I'll never forget sitting there. And it's like, alphabetical order, and I didn't even know the people around me because our business school was so big. I didn't recognize anyone unless my friends, a couple of my friends were kind of far away that I would like wave at, you know. But I just remember sitting in honestly like kind of a little bit of a crowd of strangers. I mean, they were my classmates my year in the business school, but a lot of them I didn't have classes with, whatever, like I didn't know them. And I just remember sitting there like with tears in my eyes, trying to not have anyone see me crying because all I could think about was my dad not being there and I just want him to be there. Why am I like getting into this now? But I don't know if I've like talked about that, and that was something that was like really, really hard. And just to look up to see like my mom and my aunt and my sister and Max and Mandy, and like it was so special to have them there. But obviously, I was just, like, looking for my dad in the crowd. But I know he was there in spirit and looking down in heaven, and he was with me that day. So, before I cry, moving on, but I just want to say, like, some big things that happened while I did live here. And, I mean, I'm probably missing so many things. I know I've just, like, grown so much as a person. And, like, I am who I am because of living in Boston and the people I've met and the experiences I've had. So, whew, yeah. After that, after I graduated, I moved to my current apartment right now that I'm sitting in. I could honestly look around and start crying again because I love it here so much. And it is like my dream apartment, my dream city. I just like love everything about Boston so much in my mind. It's like a smaller, more manageable New York City. And I've been like obsessed with New York City ever since I was a little kid in Albany, New York. I would get on the train, on the little Amtrak, and get to New York as much as I could. New York City, because I just like loved it. Like I loved getting off the subway and like walking up the steps and like smelling New York. And probably some of you are laughing if you live in New York. Not all smells are the good smells, but you know what I mean. You just smell the city and you hear it. And like I just love New York always. But then the summer I lived there, I was like, whoa, I'm not responsible enough to live here. I literally spend every cent I have. I like eat out every day. There's so much opportunity for everything like that. So I feel like in Boston, I feel a little bit more zen, a little bit more grounded, a little bit more like I can be a normal human. Again, it's just smaller, more manageable, and it just really feels like home. So yeah, basically, like I said, moved into this, I guess my first adult apartment. That seems so weird. I feel like 18 on the inside, but I guess I'm adult. Is 23 an adult? I think so. That's really sad. I don't want to grow up. Anyway, that's a whole other story. So yeah. I guess moving into this apartment with my childhood best friend. See, if you guys really take a close look at my life, you'll see how I hate change. For example, Taylor, my best friend and roommate, I met in the first grade playing rec soccer with her. And although we went to different elementary schools and we weren't like best friends then, we really bonded like in high school, became best friends. And then we came into college together. We lived together in college and now we're still living together. And so you can see how, even though a lot has changed, some things like that haven't changed at all. And yeah, so I just think that that's funny. I would be her roommate and live with her here forever if I could. And then, yeah, I guess just in the past year, you guys know with Max playing hockey in Pennsylvania, being long distance and just visiting him a lot. I'm saying long distance in quotes because people like to get mad at me. We physically were long distance. Like it was like a 5.5 hour drive. Normally I would fly because that is like a lot of driving for me. Personally, I know some people love driving. Some girls would drive like 8 hours and we're totally okay, but it would just like stress me out so much. So yeah, I would fly a lot and we would see each other a lot, but we were still long distance and you know, it wasn't always easy. So yeah, I guess that's my little recap of being in Boston, but I haven't even really told you. Let's just tell you the reason. So I'm moving out Sunday. That's when our lease ends. It's so funny. I remember moving in last June and being like, whoa, where are we going to be next June? And it's like so much has changed, but so much has stayed the same. Like I feel like this past year has literally flown by from like June to June. I don't even know. Like everything in between just seems like a blur. And obviously the spring with like quarantine and everything, I feel like time was just, for some people, I feel like it was going by so slow. In my mind, it was just like flying by because there was almost like no time markers. Like there wasn't, you know how people were saying there wasn't like days or weeks anymore. It was just like morning, afternoon, evening. Like that's really how it felt. So I'm just like, oh my gosh, like a lot has happened in the past year, but also not a lot has happened. I don't know. So it's just so weird that we're already at the point that we thought of when we were first moving in, being like, wow, we can't imagine moving out and like where we'll be. And now Taylor and I are both moving in with our boyfriends, which is crazy. I don't think we would have expected that. Actually, me and Max expected that. We kind of always said that we wanted to. Like right as I was graduating from BU, we were like, we don't ever want to be long distance. I mean, why does anyone ever want to be long distance? But do you know what I mean? Like I feel like we kind of foresaw this coming. But then since Taylor met her boyfriend in the fall, obviously last June she didn't think she would be moving in with the boyfriends and she didn't have one yet. So yeah, that's what's happening with us. I feel like my moving situation is confusing right now. So ultimately, like long story short, like short story is that I'm moving out of Boston. I'm moving to Pennsylvania with Max because that's where he plays hockey. And it's kind of confusing because even though we're moving there like permanently, I don't know if I would call it that permanent, because with hockey you can be moved around so much, so easily, very quickly, and in the off season for 4 months we can live wherever we want. And so my plan would be definitely to come back to Boston next April, May, when the season's over. Also, with the coronavirus and everything going on, though, we don't really know when his hockey season is going to start up this fall. Like, normally it would start in September, but it might be later because of everything going on. So we will see. Everything's kind of up in the air, but regardless, I am moving out of Boston. And in the meantime, you're probably like, Gretchen, it's June. What are you doing for July and August? I'm moving in with my mom. So it's kind of funny. You know, I'm like, I'm 23. I've like lived in Boston for so long and I'm moving back in with my mom. Like, it's funny to say that. And we always laugh because we talk about, I think when I was 20 and I was home at some point from college, like visiting my parents. And I remember I like looked at my mom and I was like, Mom, I'm 20 years old. I'm never moving back home and living with you again. And she like cried. She was so sad. I was like so, like I thought I was like so grown up and old when I was 20 years old. That was 3 years ago. But it's funny because here I am moving back in with my mom. And obviously it's just temporarily. Like in my mind, I'm kind of just staying there for 2 months when we're in between. Because Max and I were like, all right, the lease is up here. We don't need to be in Pennsylvania yet. Like we had a lot of options. We're like, oh, we could move there early. But I don't know, kind of like what's the sense in that? And in my mind, I really want to spend time with my mom anyway. And she's in our, I was going to say childhood home. We moved there when we were like freshman year of high school. So whatever. She's in our home back home in Albany all by herself. And it's really big. It was kind of too big for the four of us to begin with when we moved there. It was like too much space. So it's kind of just a lot for her to handle on her own. Ultimately, we want her to move out of there. She wants to move out. It's just like a big place to deal with. So I'm so excited to be there this summer to crack the whip and throw away a bunch of stuff. I say that in the nicest way, but there's a lot of stuff that needs to get tossed, a lot of stuff we have to go through. I'm sure you guys know the drill if you've ever had to clean out like your childhood home or anything like that. So that's a lot of what is going to be going on this summer in between. So basically, long story short, I'm moving out in between for 2 months, I guess staying at my mom, living with my mom, whatever you want to say, and then moving to Pennsylvania when that's over. And then ultimately my goal would be in April, May next year, whenever it may happen, to come back to Boston and buy a place just so that I would have like a home base. Whenever Max is playing hockey, like we'll be there, but then for the off season we can come back here. I could rent it out during the hockey season, something like that. I know it's like a confusing situation, so sorry. I guess simply you'll just see where I am when I'm there and just like roll with the punches kind of thing, but that is our plan. That's as much as I know. And yeah, it's just such a new chapter in my life. Clearly, moving to a new city, and I'll have to make new friends. Hopefully, at some point, we'll have a new furry family member. And you guys know we want a golden so bad, so we'll see on that. And it's just going to be, you know, a new city to explore. I'm honestly excited, though. Like, as much as I'm sad to leave Boston, like, I love it here so much. It's like when you're young, and if you have the opportunity to like live in another city and explore another city and just like live life somewhere else, it's like you might as well. Like, now's the time to do it, right? Like, you don't have the word that immediately came to mind was baggage. That sounds horrible. Anything, you know what I mean? Anything like tying you down to a certain area, like children in school, a home that you bought, you know, pets, like a job in a certain city, stuff like that. It's like as crazy and uncertain as the lifestyle can be, like as Max's like career is, like everything is just so uncertain. Like, he could get traded, we could get moved like the next day, you know. It can be really crazy, knock on wood. Like, I don't want that to happen. I want to just stay there for the whole year, have it be simple. But it's like you have to kind of be excited about it too. Like, it's fun and exciting, and it can be stressful obviously trying to pack up and move all the time, but it's like, yeah, it's just something to be excited about. Like, we're young, we get to experience and live in new cities. Like, that's so fun. And I really am so excited for this new chapter, although I know it will push me out of my comfort zone to try to make new friends and go new places. Like, we're gonna have to find like new restaurants to go to and new parks and things to do, you know? But I am so excited too for just to have like an apartment all on our own, because you guys know the situation. Like last summer, Max lived here in this apartment with me and Taylor, and it's so funny because I feel like for us it just seems so normal because Max is like my best friend and so is Taylor. Obviously Max is my boyfriend, so Max and Taylor are so close too, and like we're all so good, like we coexist, the three of us together, so well that it made so much sense. Like I feel like it was never even an issue or a question. Like over the summer, Taylor was like, well, why, Max is just going to live here with us, right? And I was like, oh, sure, like before he goes plays hockey. So it was just always so simple. And I remember meeting, I might have talked about this on the podcast before, but I remember meeting two girls, I think when he was playing in Reading, and they were like, okay, we have a question. Like we've always wanted to ask you. And I'm like, oh my gosh, like what is it? Now I'm nervous. And they're like, we like don't know how you haven't talked about it before. Like, isn't everyone wondering this? And I was like, what? And they're like, how can you live with your boyfriend and your best friend like all in an apartment together? Like, how does it work? Like, are they friends? Like, does everyone get along? And I'm like, you know, that's so funny because I'm sure in a lot of instances it would be like kind of people stepping on each other's toes or like issues with people's stuff or cleanliness or stuff like that. And I'm like, you know what, like it's always just been so simple and easy because we all get along so well, we're all such good friends, and I should leave myself out of the equation, but the two of them are extremely clean and neat and just like thoughtful of others, so it just works so well. I struggle a little bit with the cleanliness, just I feel like because I have so much stuff. And yeah, like they will not let a dish touch the bottom of the sink before it's like cleaned and put in the dishwasher or like washed by hand and put away. Like they just keep our apartment so clean. Like they're so clean and neat. And it's been so nice for me to be around because I feel like I've learned so much and I've become so much neater and cleaner because I'm not going to let them like clean up after me, you know, like that would be terrible. So yeah, basically from the beginning, it's just been so easy to have the three of us live together. So he just lived with us for a little last summer before he went to go play hockey. Then he obviously had this past hockey season for 8 months. And then our plan actually, so he didn't even live here that long because he only lived here June, July, August. Yeah, he just lived here for 3 months. And then this spring, he was going to come back and finish out the lease with us here. And then the pandemic happened. So I ended up living with him and his family on the Cape for 2.5 months. And Taylor was here. So yeah, things didn't work out as planned, but basically what I'm trying to say, the reason for me saying all of that is obviously Max and I live together here in this apartment, but like still with my best friend Taylor, like that's just how it all worked out. Looking back, it's kind of funny, like we all live together, but it just like made so much sense. Like Taylor was like, he's gonna live here, right? And I was like, yeah, sure. Like it just was so easy. So what I'm trying to say is even though we like lived together in this apartment before, it's gonna be so fun to move into like our own place, just the two of us. As much as I love Taylor, like nothing against Taylor. Honestly, if I had it my way, Taylor would be coming to Pennsylvania with us and living with us still, and her boyfriend too. Like we would all live together. Like it would be great. But no, seriously, like we are all just so close. But ultimately, like, I am just so excited for, I keep saying the next chapter, but I really am. And I guess moving into our own place, just the two of us, like, in a new city, and we get to, like, decorate our little apartment how we want. I guess being wary of the fact that we're only going to be there for 8 months, and everything that we buy and put in there, we're going to have to move pretty soon after. So it's just like a difficult situation. Like I'm like, oh, I want this and that and this couch and whatever, but then I just, everything that we put in, I have to think, okay, we gotta move it somewhere in 8 months, you know? So it's just like a lot to think about. But yeah, I like really can't wait for like our own little place together and hopefully having a dog and just the whole thing. So yeah, that's that about that. I guess I'll talk more about it, but I want to be extra selfish. Is selfish the word? Self-centered? I don't know. I just want to tell you guys about like my day and what's been going on right now since moving is like crazy. And I guess this goes in line with moving. And I was telling you how much you have to like get together and prepare. And I was telling you when it rains, it pours. Okay. So basically my mantra this week, my whole vibe is just to really like soak up my last week in Boston. I could get emotional and like start crying again thinking about it because I just literally love it here that much. And for the longest time, I was like so sad this spring that like all my plans and ideas I had of like Max moving back in and like me and Taylor and Tucker, her boyfriend, and Max, and like all hanging out and just like grilling and having dinner together and like shopping and exploring Boston and doing all like the fun things clearly we couldn't do because of the pandemic. And I'm not even like complaining at all because it's like my problems are nothing compared to what's happening in the world. You know what I'm saying? But all I'm saying is I was just honestly like just disappointed and kind of sad this spring that we didn't have all the like fun times and memories that I thought we'd be able to. So yeah, I just get sad. Like, this is my last week, and I feel like there's, like, a million things I would want to do before I go, and the majority of things you can't even do or things are closed because of what's going on. So I'm really just trying to make the most of it, trying to get all the takeout of the places that I love to eat at and stuff like that. Oh, I could cry. If we, like, walk through BU and get all nostalgic, I'll, like, cry. Like, I really will. Like, I miss college so much. I'm gonna cry again. It's just, like, no one tells you how quick college goes by. Why am I, like, emotional? And now I'm thinking, now I'm thinking of all my friends that are seniors and, like, oh, it just breaks my heart because they didn't get the senior spring that everyone looked forward to and everyone wanted. And I'm like, oh, my gosh, if I was 1 year younger, you know, it would have been me this senior spring being so upset that you can't finish your time at school with all your friends and everything like that. And my heart just goes out to all of you that are college seniors or even high school seniors, seniors of anything, you know, because it's like I know your time got cut short. I guess anyone in college, like your freshman, sophomore, junior spring, like is still really fun. And yeah, it just makes me so sad. But I really do miss college so much. It was just like the funnest of times. And you can still just like be a kid and make mistakes and be like, oh, I'm in college. I'm so young. Like I'll figure it out later. And then you graduate and you're like, oh my gosh, I'm like, I have so many responsibilities. Like, I'm literally an adult now. I wish I could just go back to like having little responsibility and just like living my best life when life was so simple, you know? So anyway, what I'm trying to say is I'm really just trying to soak up my last week in Boston. I'm just like staring out the window all day looking at it because it's so beautiful. And I just need to take in all the mental memories and photos and videos while I'm here so that I'll take them with me. I'm so dramatic, you guys. Do you hear me? I'm like trying to move back in the spring and I'm like, I can't leave. I'm so sad. But really, I really plan to be back because this is what feels like home to me. Luckily, Max lives an hour from here on the Cape. So I think he's down with my plan to come back too because he lives so close by and he loves Boston and obviously went to BU for a year with me. So it's like, I'm happy we're on the same page about that. But okay, specifically today, I want to tell you about our morning because it's my new favorite type of morning. I think I talked about it in a vlog, how I just kind of feel like I've always struggled with like my mornings and like a morning routine and I don't know. I feel like I've tried so many things and I just don't know what works for me. I guess I'm always working on it and I'm going to have to find my new routine when I live in Allentown, Pennsylvania. Did I even tell you that? I don't even think I told you. We're 37 minutes in and I didn't even tell you where in Pennsylvania. Or what hockey team he's playing for. I am so all over the place. Okay, basically, I'll just say that quick if you care or don't know or missed it on what I've talked about before. Basically, he plays like in the Flyers organization. It's kind of like an umbrella is how I think of it in my head. And you guys know he started in Reading, Pennsylvania. That's their East Coast team. And then he got called up to the Lehigh Valley Phantoms in Allentown, Pennsylvania, which is where he signed and where he currently plays and like where he'll play for the next year. And so that's the American League team. And then the one above that is their NHL team, the Philadelphia Flyers. So Allentown is like an hour away from Philly. And I'm so excited to like explore Philly. I love Philly too. I feel like it's almost like comparable to Boston in a way, like very different, but like similar, maybe in like size. And it's like more manageable than New York still, I would say. But I love that it's like a city with like so much going on because I'm young and 23 and I love living in a city and having like so much to do. So I'm happy that that's like an hour away. And then Allentown is definitely more like, I don't know if I would even compare it to Albany. I don't think it's like Albany, but in my mind, they're just kind of like more like where we'll live at least is more like residential, just not like big city feel. So I'm excited for that too, though, to kind of just like slow down my pace of life for a second and like live in the suburbs and like drive to go to the grocery store. I know that sounds crazy, but like just like little things like that will change. But I'm excited for it to see like how that will happen and everything. So what was I saying? I got sidetracked to tell you about where Max is playing hockey because I didn't even say that. But I was saying how, I struggle with my mornings, and then I don't know how I got into that. Anyway, I struggle with my mornings because, I was saying how it would change when I get to Allentown. Okay. Anyway, I feel like I've always struggled because, I mean, I guess in high school and, like, growing up, it was always very easy. Like, either in high school, I would just get up early to go to school, or I would get up, like, crazy early to row and then go to school. So, yeah, my mornings were always kind of, like, dictated for me, right? And then throughout college and now, I'm like, okay, do I get up really early and push myself to work out right away to, like, get it over with? And I feel like that's always been my mindset. Like, I need to just work out really early, get it out of the way, get it over with. I like working out in the morning personally to honestly get it out of the way. And it's just like a good start to the day. It gets the endorphins kicking, gets your metabolism going, you know? But sometimes I wake up and I'm like, I'm so tired. Like, I literally cannot work out right now. Or it almost seems like dumb. Like, I wouldn't get as much out of the workout because I'm like so tired. And so then sometimes I'm like, okay, I'll work out like later in the afternoon, or I hate working out at night. That's one thing I know about myself. If I push my workout off to the night, I'm tired. Like, I just lived a full day and I'm tired. So how am I supposed to work out now? If you guys work out at night, I don't know how you do it. But working out is something that makes me feel so good. I love exercising, moving my body. And so that's just why this is like in the forefront of my mind. Like, I love getting my exercise in there. So it's just finding it, like, what time of the day works. I like the morning. But what I'm thinking is not first thing. So what I want to tell you, what has been working, what I talked about on a blog, which I've been loving, is, and I think I know why, because it gets me outside. It gets me like some fresh air, some sunshine on my face first thing. And I basically wake up, roll out of bed, make my bed. That's really important also for me to have like a good productive day. I need like my clean environment, you know what I mean? But I literally put on like a t-shirt or a sweatshirt, little shorts or biker shorts, slides, and like run out the door. And Max and I will go on a walk and get coffee. And it's just like literally my favorite thing in the morning now. Like, I just need to keep this as my routine because, like I said, it just gets me some like fresh air for the day. It can be done just being, I am like way high up in my apartment building, and some days like I literally don't get outside, which is so bad. But it's like, you know, especially this week, I have so much to do inside. So it's like, I literally don't have time to go outside. That's why I also want a dog, because I know it will like make me go outside to like walk all the time outside, and I'm like excited for that. But anyway, that's just really been working for me. I've been getting back on the coffee grind, which I don't know if that's good for like me staying focused. I feel like it just gets me so hyper, and sometimes like too much, where it makes me like anxious, which we hate that, don't like that. But I've been really liking getting coffee in the morning. Cold brew is just like where it's at for me right now. It just tastes so good, and like I just like how it wakes me up in the morning. I'm definitely like getting addicted to caffeine again, and I think it started off slowly being like, you know, a coffee sounds good right now. Like, I could go for a coffee this morning and tomorrow morning, and yesterday morning I did too. And now I feel like it's like, oh, I kind of have a headache. Like, I could use a coffee. So I'm getting back in my coffee grind, but I've just really liked that new thing I found out to do in the morning. I'm sure like all of you go for a little walk to get your coffee or go get a coffee in the morning. I feel like that's such a normal thing to do, but I don't know why, it's just hit me that like I love doing that in the morning. And I'm still sipping on mine, and now it's the afternoon. Sorry, was that annoying? But yeah, coffee in the mornings has been like revolutionary for me. And then we get back, we make our avocado toast, like life is good. But then my workout, I'm still trying to work that out. It gets confusing because then I'd want to work out right after that, right? Like still in the morning. But then it's like I just ate like a bunch of avocado toast. I don't know, do I wait longer? But then gets into the day when I want to be doing like work stuff. Like, this is my issue right now. Like, I still haven't worked out today. So it's like, what do I do? You know, like, I'll probably do like a little yoga after this, but then it's like the afternoon. Yeah, so I'm still working on that, but enough complaining. I just want to tell you some of the things that literally I've been doing like all day up until this point, which are just like annoying little things that you need to straighten out when you move out. So maybe you guys can relate to it. Okay, for example, like I have a to-do list on my phone. I feel like I always, I put off the things that always involve me calling someone to talk to, like, a customer service representative or something like that, because I'm like, oh, I have to find a time during the day, like, business hours, and it has to be quiet, and so, like, it's a good time because Max is playing golf, like, nothing will get in the way, and I have to, like, have time to sit on, wait on hold, and have, like, the information that I need for that. You know what I mean? It's just kind of like a process sometimes. So, I call CVS about my birth control prescription. You guys, I'm so open. You already know I'm on that. So, it just got, like, so confusing. I feel like I've just picked up my prescription in so many cities now. Like, I can, like, name them all for you guys. In Reading, when I would visit Max, in Allentown, because that's where he ended up being. On Cape Cod, when I would visit him. In Albany, when I'm back home. In Boston, obviously, when I'm here. In Oyster Bay, when I'm visiting Mandy. In LA, like, when I've been on vacation. Like, I feel like there's so many CVSs that I filled my prescription at, so it just gets so confusing, and we, like, were on the phone for so long today trying to figure out why I couldn't pick it up here, and then she's like, oh, I think it was filled in New York. I think that's why. And I'm like, well, was it, like, sent out to me? Like, a lot of times it'll get mailed to me. Was, like, we were just trying to figure it out, and then I call the one in New York, and she's like, oh, yeah, it's been sitting here ready, waiting. I'm like, how did I not know this? So it's just, like, all these little annoying things just, like, built, like, that took so much out of my day, and it was just, like, so dumb. You know what I mean? Like, I just hate, like, wasting, like, it's important. It's my prescription. But I just hate, like, wasting time on stuff. Another thing, Taylor and I have this awful habit of, like, all this mail we would get during the year, we just kind of would put in a pile if it wasn't, like, urgent. We would just be like, okay. So I guess one of the things, and this was urgent, so I shouldn't have put it in the pile, but it made its way into the pile, was my excise bill that I think I got in, like, March, but actually I think that wasn't my fault. Like, I wasn't here because I was in quarantine on Cape Cod. Anyway, I got lucky because they, like, extended the due date, so it wasn't late or anything. Kudos to me, paid that. But then I see do you guys care about these, like, minute things in my life? Then I see on my account, it's like another excise bill from last September, and I was like, what the heck is that? And I click on it to try to pay that one, and it's like, oh, this one's, like, so overdue, it's been sent to collections. And I'm like, what the heck is collections? That sounds, like, really intense and scary and, like, bad. I'm like, what did I do? Like, did I not pay this for, like, almost a year? Like, what did I do? So it's like, you need to contact, like, City Hall. So I'm, like, looking on City Hall, and it's like, we have no record of this bill. I'm like, what's going on? Like, I just need to obviously pay it. There's probably so much, like, interest added on there if I didn't pay it for, like, all this time. And then I call them, and they're like, we have no record of the bill. And I'm like, why is it in here? I don't know what to do. Like, I see it on, like, my little portal that I don't know. Do you guys, like, relate to me? Do you struggle with this? And that took probably, like, an hour of my day. And then I look at it, and it was only, like, $50-something, and my excise tax this year was, like, $100, so I was just, like, confused. But then it said balance due $0, and I just noticed that, like, just before I started recording this podcast, and I'm like, wait, does that mean I already paid it and I don't even owe anything? Then why is it on here saying that it's been sent to collections? Like, I'm so confused. These are just, like, the little things that, like, mess up my brain and, like, take up my mental space, and I, like, worry about it, and, like, that's one's still kind of in progress. Haven't really figured it out. Another thing, you guys, this is what I'm talking about. When it rains, it pours. Okay, do you care? Like, I haven't talked about this in videos or anything, so this is exclusive content right here. Like, no one else has heard this except for my, like, friends and family. All right, so basically, I feel like there's just so much construction going around in Boston. I don't really know the deal, but now I feel like I'm just an expert on my car tires. And what I mean by that is, I mean, a couple of times my tires have been, like, low pressure, right? Low pressure, like, need more air. And Max taught me, and I know how to get air in my tires now all by myself. I'm so proud. I could, like, go fill up my tires. But it was, like, maybe a little over a week ago, like, one tire was low, and I'm like, uh-oh. So I put air in it, and then the next day it's low again. I'm like, okay, it's obviously leaking. Like, it's probably a nail. So I go to the tire place. I, like, couldn't see the nail in there, but sometimes they're, like, hidden. It was a nail. They patch it up. I pay. I wait there. The whole thing takes a long time. And then a couple days ago, it was the same tire, and I was like, oh, my gosh, like, they must have not patched it up all the way. Like, this is so annoying. And I go back, and I'm like, I just got this fixed, like, less than a week ago. Like, it must need to be patched up again. And they're like, all right. And then they patch it up. I wait, the whole thing. See, this is what's happening as I'm trying to pack up, but I'm like stuck at this tire place while they fix my tires. And they were like, oh, we actually found another nail. I'm like, what? What are the odds that I get two nails in 1 week in the same tire? So clearly I think it's from the first nail, but it was just another nail. I'm like, can I stop driving over nails? Like, this is such a pain in my butt. And I have to pay and I have to wait. And it's just like a whole thing. And it's annoying. And every time it, like, I have, like, the lowest air pressure, and I'm like, if I'm about to get a flat tire because of this nail that's, like, draining my tire, like, this is so annoying. If any of you guys live where it's, like, really construction-y, maybe you understand my pain. I feel like there's just nails everywhere on the pavement here. So that's been happening. Then yesterday, you won't believe what happened. Yesterday was the second time I had to get my tire, like, patched up. I park in my parking garage, and I look at my windshield, and I'm like, Max, what the heck is that? And there's a big crack, not big, maybe I'm being dramatic. It's like a little crack, but a crack on the front of my windshield. And he's like, whoa, like what the? And I'm like, what? Huh? Like, since when has that been there? I've never even seen it. And our only explanation, you can kind of see like the point of impact. I wish I could show you the picture on my phone right now. Like, it's not terrible, but obviously I know that it needs to get fixed. And I'm sure it could like get worse if I didn't, right? Like, it would probably just keep cracking and spreading. I don't freaking know how windshields work. I don't know. But you can see this little just mark of like impact. Like, you know, if you like shatter glass, you can see like where like the impact was. It just looks like this little spot. And we're like, it must have just been like a rock on the highway or a rock coming from something that just like hit my windshield just right, and there's a crack in it. And I'm like, just my luck. Like, literally, this is my week with my car. Like, I'm having a freaking time, and I'm trying to like do all my calls, call CVS, call the freaking city council, city hall. Like, and now my windshield's cracked. So yeah, I think I'm getting that replaced, or not replaced, repaired. I don't know what they do tomorrow. Oh, you guys, it's just like a whole thing. Can you believe two nails in my tires in the last week and now a cracked windshield? Like, what is going on? Cars are more trouble than they are help, let me tell you. Okay, last couple things I've been doing today. I had to call, do you care? I had to call, I think my internet's called NetBlazer, something like that. Do you even care? I had to call my internet, make sure they weren't going to like automatic bill me, like, you know, to start my internet thing again for this coming year because I'm moving out. I'm like, please don't charge me like the hundreds of dollars again. So I have to like get that squared away. Oh my gosh, that reason reminding me, I still have to call, I think, our electric. See, moving out is just so annoying. It's such a pain. Like, obviously, like, I'm not complaining. Like, I know you need to do these things. It's like important. But it's just like so much to keep track of and remember. You know what I mean? That reminds me, I still also, I'm literally writing this down right now on a list. Parcel pending. Okay. because that's like my little service, how I get my packages at my building, and I need to tell them I'm moving so they don't keep charging me, stuff like that. Oh, another thing, guys, I've been on the phone all day with all these customer service people, I'm realizing. I also was on the phone, or I think I tried to be on the phone, but like no one answered and I had to email or something, with USPS because I ordered, I won't say, Max isn't going to be listening to this, but anyway, I ordered this fun little surprise. It's like little, but I ordered it a while ago from Etsy. And it was shipped out like May 31st. And the last time the tracking was updated, it was on the 8th. And I'm like, what's going on? Like, I know everything's delayed because of the pandemic and everything. But I'm like, that is over a week ago. Like, what is going on? So I was trying to like reach out to them being like, hey, did you lose it? Like, where is it? So like, that's fun and a whole thing. Oh man, you guys, there's so many, and I haven't even scratched the surface. Like, I have so many, I'm like so worried. I mean, these are just my own problems. I need to stop complaining. I need to just figure it out on my own. But then it's like, since I'm moving to Pennsylvania, do I need to switch my license and my car registration and my like car insurance and my renter's insurance again? Like, I gotta do that whole deal. You know what I mean? You know, at least I think my building here has like a forwarding address, so anything that comes here, they would like forward to me. I remember my old apartment building in Boston, they were like, yeah, we don't do that. I'm like, but I'm sure stuff will still get sent here like on accident. And they were like, yeah, sorry, like we don't do like the forwarding thing. I was like, oh, okay, that stings. Moving is such a pain, you guys. Huh. Okay, I'm gonna stop complaining. We need to move on. And you know, it's like 52 minutes into this podcast. I can make this 2 hours long. Like, we have so much to talk about. I could tell you about my new soap that I got. Literally, you guys, I'm grabbing it right now to smell. It's the Safeguard soap. It smells so good. You know what? I wonder, it says fresh, clean scent. I swear it smells like peaches. Peach is like one of my favorite scents. Like, if you guys know, I get like custom shampoo and conditioner and I make it smell like peach because I love peach so much. Oh, it smells so good. Oh, if you were wondering, I know I just said custom shampoo and conditioner, but if you were like curious, if you didn't see my videos about it, I get Function of Beauty. I get the purple one because I have blonde hair. I am all over the place, but it smells so good. And I was just reminded by my peach soap. It's a safeguard soap. And I just did a TikTok with it yesterday with Max. And it's so funny. I'm about to post it. And yeah, I just love it. And it's just so important. It was like so important for me to do because I know how important it is to like wash your hands right now and how it literally saves lives. So yeah, that was really fun. That's just kind of what's been going on right now. Oh, I just ate. Oh, this is so dangerous. This is like pro tip. If you guys have a Trader Joe's near you, coconut cashews. I'm covering all the bases. I'm talking about nails in my tires, moving, coconut cashews from Trader Joe's. Sorry, I'm all over the place, but just like love me for me, right? Please, I'm asking. Okay, so you need these coconut cashews if you haven't tried them. They're from Trader Joe's, and yeah, they're just like yummy, sweet cashews that are kind of like have like shredded coconut on them, but they don't even taste that coconut to me. They're just like really sweet and yummy. And nuts are so dangerous to me because you know you're probably supposed to have a handful, and I probably just had like half the bag sitting here as I was trying to like call collections, and like I was just like stressed. So those are really good. Please get them. Maybe don't eat the whole bag like me, but oh, they're so good. Yeah, I still need to do yoga. That's what's going on right now. I'm going to do, you guys could probably tell, I could use a little Zen. I'm going to do a little Zen moment after this podcast. Put on a cute little set. Do some yoga. That's what I need right now. I already feel like, you know, this is why I'm probably going crazy. I really like biking in the morning. And if you guys saw, I just returned the bike that I didn't even post it yet. Maybe by the time this podcast is up, it'll be up. Anyway, I just returned, maybe you'll find out first, just returned the bike that I rented from a studio in Newport, Rhode Island, and I already miss it so bad. And I talked about it in a YouTube vlog also that I don't think I posted yet, but anyway, I ordered the SoulCycle at home bike, which I'm so happy I was finally able to do that. And it's going to Albany. It gets there next week when I'm going to be there. And I like literally can't wait because I already feel like it's been a couple days since I haven't been on a bike. And I just like miss being on a bike. Like I don't know how I'm going to go a week and a half without doing that. But I literally am so excited for my SoulCycle bike. I should probably like run outside or something when it's not, you know, in the middle of the day right now. It's like a million degrees. Just because I need something to like, I need like cardio to like get my energy out. Like yoga will be good for me, but I feel like we all know how high energy I am, so I need to just sweat it out and, like, you know, get the heart rate up, that kind of thing. But anyway, I'm literally so excited for my SoulCycle bike. I don't want to offend anyone. I know people can get really touchy about, or not touchy, is that the word? Like, maybe offended by SoulCycle, or just, it can be a touchy subject because of everything that happened. I guess we can just be real and, like, talk about it right now, like, it's my podcast and it's like at the end now, but I remember when it was like very prevalent in the media and everyone kind of found out that I think it's the company that owns Equinox. Equinox owns SoulCycle. So like the company that owns Equinox, they maybe have a chairman or a CEO. I don't even know like the specific details. Basically they support Trump and it makes people really upset, as it should. I guess I won't get political right now, but I think we all know where I stand. All right. So that happened, and I guess it's happening, and that's not to say that Equinox, or especially SoulCycle, like, they do not support Trump, but since the company is owned by a company that supports Trump, people get really, like, upset with Equinox and SoulCycle. That being said, and, like, I understand it completely, that being said, you guys know that I literally, like, live, breathe, eat, sleep SoulCycle, and it has been, that's been a huge part of my Boston experience the past 5 years too, because it's like the place that has made me feel so like me, like I can just be myself, and I, you know, I'm grieving the loss of my dad and I can cry on the bike and literally let it all out. Like I've cried a million times on the bike. It's legit like therapy for me. I just like love being in that room more than anything with like the community of people here and the instructors that I love. Like I have a whole episode about SoulCycle. It's like my whole life. So that being said, I just love it so much. Like it's such an outlet to me that I could not wait to get my hands on the SoulCycle bike. And that's not to say that I support Trump or I support the company that owns Equinox, that owns SoulCycle, because I know people get really upset about that and I'm not trying to like support them. But at the end of the day, when there's like this business that I like love so much and love going to their classes and love their instructors and love everything they stand for, which is inclusivity and equality. And like, I just love them so much. I am obviously going to buy the At Home bike. So no one get upset with me. I'm sure people, well, there isn't comments here, so maybe you can be upset right now. But I guess there's no comments, so you can go leave me a mean podcast review. But I'm sure on Instagram and YouTube people will be upset, but obviously we all know where I stand. It's not like I'm supporting Trump over here, so I'm just really excited for the SoulCycle At Home bike, and in my mind, those things are separate, so yeah, that's what I have to say about that. Also, in Pennsylvania, when I live there, in Allentown, the closest SoulCycle is like an hour away, which is like pretty sad, but honestly, I just know that I'm going to have to make the drive a lot because I love it that much. And that's why it makes even more sense for me to have the SoulCycle At Home bike, just so that I can still ride like regularly, even though like I don't think I could see myself driving an hour there and back every day, because that would just be a lot. So that's just why the SoulCycle At Home bike is just going to be like really good for me and really helpful for me. And it is just like way beyond my physical health, but also my mental health, like probably helps my mental health even more than my physical health. So I honestly like can't wait for that. Maybe I'll join a gym when I'm there too. I guess we'll see. I actually think the apartment that we're going to move into there has a gym. But yeah, I don't know. We'll see. I'll have to find like a new yoga spot, stuff like that. So yeah, I mean, I think that was like mainly what I want to talk about, you guys. Moving to Pennsylvania for Max's hockey. I was going to say that's like pretty much the reason why. I mean, that is the reason why. There's no other reason we'd be moving to Allentown, Pennsylvania, but regardless, like I said, I'm just so excited for the new chapter and the new opportunity to explore somewhere new, make new friends, everything like that. I plan to come back in the spring. I guess it depends on what I can afford in Boston, if I can buy a place. If not, maybe it would be like a short-term rental. And yeah, I mean, I guess, I feel like there's so much more to say. Like, obviously, this is such a time of transition, and all I really told you about the summer living with my mom is like cleaning out the house. But like, I really am so excited to be back home with friends, back home with my family, with the goal of, you know, helping my mom clean out the house and ultimately moving out, even though I'm sure that is going to take time. Also, I didn't even say, and it's over an hour into this podcast, but Lucy's coming back. And you'll just see on YouTube, but I just booked her flight the other day because I was like, if I don't book her flight, she's never coming back. So she comes back on July 10th, and I'm so excited to be with her, even though I know she's sad. She's going to have to be long distance again with her boyfriend, but they are just trying to figure it out and both finish their degrees and like focus on themselves for a sec before they like live together again. He's still finishing school. Her boyfriend, he's younger. So yeah, I'm like selfishly excited that she'll be with me and be back home, because I can't wait to see her and haven't seen her since Christmas. My mom's happy right now, you guys. She's good. She is so independent. Like, she's such a strong woman. She's such a good role model, and working from home. I'm so happy for her. I'm so happy that she has the opportunity to work from home, because I know so many people were laid off. And I was gonna say, I don't know if I told you guys, I wouldn't have, I don't know why I would have, but, and the job that she was in, she just got really lucky, and the job that she was in before coronavirus started, she switched jobs right before. So the one before was more like consulting. She just would have been like laid off or furlough or whatever it's called. Like, she wouldn't have been paid, she wouldn't have been able to work, which would, I know, would have been really tough on her for the past couple months. But she switched jobs to like a full salary job, and she's been able to work from home, and it's been so good for her and keeps her busy, and I know gives her purpose and makes her happy. And she gets to, even though it's not in person, you know, be on like chats and calls and FaceTimes with her coworkers and stuff like that. So she is doing good, and I'm so happy for her. I can't wait to be home with her. And I guess really for the summer, specifically in the next 2 months, I'm like so big picture. I'm talking about next spring moving back to Boston. And I haven't even moved home with my mom yet, moved to Pennsylvania. And I'm already thinking about moving out of Pennsylvania, you know. But I guess selfishly, this podcast is all about me. I'm just excited to be home this summer and like be my best self, work on myself, I guess. I think that's going to be my mantra for this summer. And really like get on my grind and be like honest with myself on what makes me feel the best. and I'm old enough to know now, like, I know what makes me feel the best, so I need to stop, and I've talked about this in podcasts before, but I need to stop, like, being like, oh, this is fun, or like, oh my gosh, we're so, like, young and wild, we can, like, stay up really late and drink, and that's so crazy. It's like, no, then I feel like crap the next day. Can I, like, focus on how I feel, please? So I think having those realizations has been really helpful in my life, like, reading, going outside, like, spending time in the sun, you know, being, like, dialing it back a little, being more zen, taking baths. I just got back into baths, like, literally life-changing. Going to bed earlier. I know, astonishing, crazy thought, but you feel so much better, like, getting enough sleep, being active every day, but, like, listening to my body, like, not pushing it too much, minimal alcohol, because we all know how alcohol makes you feel, eating the foods that make me feel good, being with my family, living in, like, a clean environment, cleaning my space clean and tidy. And yeah, I guess I don't know why I felt the need to say all that, just because that's what I'm trying to focus on this summer. So if you see me trying to, like, be on my grind and live my best life, that's why. That's because I'm thinking about it right now, and that's my plan. And yeah, I mean, I'm thinking about it too. Max and I are about to spend 2 weeks apart. I know, groundbreaking, crazy. Am I going to be okay? I'm kidding. I'm independent. I'm fine. We'll be fine. It'll be good. Because it's important to be able to spend time alone with yourself, enjoy your own company, and have time away from your significant other, obviously. So I'm going to be home with my mom alone for the first 2 weeks, because he's just going to come back to the Cape and spend time with his mom. I feel like all these plans are so confusing for you guys. Again, you'll just see where we are when we are. How about that? Because it's just confusing. But I'm also excited for those 2 weeks without Max, not like that, but just on my own, to even more focus on myself, like, spend even more, like, uninterrupted time with my mom and stuff like that. So I guess that's what's coming in the most near future. I guess I said everything backwards. That would have been helpful to say, like, in the beginning and then do it in chronological order, but we all know how my brain works. So wow, it's like 1 hour and 5 minutes. I can't believe I talked for this long. I can believe it. I'm not shocked at all by any means. I know you're probably not either. But yeah, I really just wanted to make this episode about moving to a new city. Like I said, I have literally so much to tell you guys about. I'm sure I have more to tell you about. I will probably talk more about stuff like this in episodes to come. Do you care? I hope you care. I think you guys care if you're listening. But I just wanted to, like, yeah, have this update, tell you my plan. I guess have a little recap of my last 5 years in Boston. That got deep for a sec. And I think this is very time appropriate when this is going up this Friday, because that's literally the day that, like, furniture is getting picked up here. Even though I, like, move out on Sunday, that's, like, in the midst of it all. So if you see this podcast go up and then I'm, like, dark on all other social media for a couple days, it's because I'm literally so busy, like, moving my mattress. You know what I mean? Like, I'm moving my mattress. I can't post an Instagram photo. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, I hope you guys enjoyed our little chat for an hour. I love you so much. I hope you're all doing well, staying safe, staying healthy, and thank you for listening and supporting me, and I'll catch you guys in my next episode. Bye.